Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Right, it wasn't me that was late on that one. If you just leave me in the darkness, I can't start. It sounds like I'm being a slow stoner. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, as you know, coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater before the final comedy Bang Bang, Sniffle. On November 27th, Two Oceans 12. Comedy Bang Bang, of course, will live on as a podcast and a TV series over there on IFC. And Hot Saucerman says that he's going to try to do road performances and special LA shows. Those aren't out of the question. But thanks for, I don't know how many years. Thanks for a certain number of great years. I guess it's been about 5 or 6 years, right? 10 years? But how long have I been doing Doug Loves Movies before Comedy Bang Bang? 4 years. Okay. So thanks for a great 10 years overall and a great 4 years for just being the show that follows me. Because that's why you guys are here. So goodbye, Comedy Bang Bang, formerly Comedy Death Ray, formerly not a thing. And then I'm gonna the fate of this weekly show here, Douglas Movies tapings will be I'll make an announcement about that sometime in the next couple of weeks. Since last I spoke and you listened, I flew home from New York City, and on the plane, Jackie Weaver from Silver Linings Playbook. Yeah, so with an Academy Award nominated actress on the plane, I definitely would have gotten second billing on that article about the crash. This has been another installment of Plane Droppers. San Francisco friends, Pete Laser Accuracy Holmes is taping an episode of his weird podcast Sunday night, December 2, with special guest Kyle Kinane and a few other surprises at Cobb's Comedy Club, and I that sounds like fun to me. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Patton Oswalt tweeted, "Abe Lincoln will return in Appomattopussy." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Maybe it's funnier to look at it than to say it out loud. But I really enjoyed that. I'm excited to be doing a Douglas Movies taping in one of my favorite movie theaters in one of my favorite cities. December 7th, Douglas Movies comes to the Draft House Ritz in Austin, Texas at 4:20. And from the corrections department, Jamie Gertz was in Solar Babies. You guys haven't even heard this episode yet. It was recorded last night, and it's already out. I've already heard about it. It's Solar Babies, not Roller Babies. Yeah. I'm going to get home later tonight. My Twitter feed's going to be blown up with that shit. People get angry. Let's look at the prize bag, you guys. Did I accidentally leave one of the bags backstage? I might have. It was a double bag situation. I only brought one of them out. So we'll have to hopefully...
Yeah, go get it, man.
The guy in the audience, that guy's never spoken up for anything in his entire life. He finally found something that he was felt very strongly about.
Hey, just go get it, man. How hard could that be, dude?
All right, we'll explain these. There's some shirts in here. I'll explain those later. We got from my friends at a special thing. Records. I've got a Special Thing Records t-shirt. And from I don't know where, somebody gave me this. I got a nice grinder. And some Douglas Movies button, Douglas Movies t-shirt, Bill Hicks CD. Yes. So he might be here tonight. And another CD I'll show you once he gets out here. And hopefully the other bag will come out with one of the guests. We got four really good ones. Please welcome Dana Gould, Brent Weinbach, Ileana Douglas, and Anna Kendrick. In no particular order. I left the bag backstage. I left your bag backstage. Would you mind?
Hey, just go get it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let her through. Let her through. Oh, my God. Sounds like we put her in a very sour mood right away.
She needs to be near the end because she's just a little sprite, and if there's a fire or earthquake, she'll be the first one snapped.
That's right, Dana Gould. You tower over her. Here we go. This is a nicer bag than the one I brought. And Anna brought...
It's a little notebooky thing, like a Paranorman notebook. That's stupid. I'm the worst. I'm gonna go.
That's stupid. I'm the worst. I'm gonna go. That is the saddest haiku ever written. You brought a copy of a George Clooney film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Leathernecks, everybody.
Shut up. I forgot about the gift thing until Doug just reminded me. Like
up in the air.
10 minutes ago. So
people forget sometimes.
So it's the one on Blu-ray for
both,
the person
yeah.
who wins it, and then the DVD for like your mom who doesn't have a Blu-ray player for Christmas.
For
if
Christmas.
You're too lazy to buy her a gift she actually wants.
Yeah. Great, great movie. And holy crap, two movies you were in this year. I loved both of them. End of Watch and Perfect Pitch.
It's perfect, you bastard.
I wanted to screw it up even more than that. I want to say End of Pitch and Perfect Watch.
Fever Pitch.
Perfect Watch.
You love Pitch Perfect. It's your favorite movie. Did you text me about Pitch Perfect?
I probably did.
I feel like you did.
I probably did. I couldn't help myself. I enjoyed it so much. Yeah, that part where you do the song with the cups.
I'm amazing.
All right.
I know.
It's pretty good, yeah. I mean, that's the thing about in that scene, you have to blow everybody away, and so, and then you
Yeah,
do.
I just knew how to do that.
How did they know to put that in the script?
Put it in the movie. No, I knew how to do that, and they saw that, and they were like, oh, that should be your audition song. Before, it was like, it was in the script, it was something weird, like, I'm a little teacup or something, but it was supposed to be, like, funny and awkward, and I think then it changed into a scene where I was supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
Thanks, man.
Brent Weinbach is here, everybody. You love that movie, right, Brent?
Yeah. Did you say I love that movie or I love Doug movies?
What's that?
Did you say I love Doug loves movies or I love that movie?
That movie.
That movie.
The one we were just talking about.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. The cup song was the best. It was amazing. It was my favorite part.
Your sincerity is staggering.
No, this is how I am. This is me being genuine.
I like it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm being totally serious right now.
And then Ileana Douglas is here, and she's already, you know, playing that game of making me, putting me in suspense about whether or not she's going to use the microphone.
Sorry.
There you go.
Is it work on?
You're like, don't have to use microphones very often, do you?
Now I can speak loudly. Theater training, you know.
Well, we got
it's like
you
a
know.
Master class. It's like you guys are. It's like an actor's studio.
Why don't we do that instead?
What do you mean?
Just have a master class with Ileana.
Well, first of all, her face has healed nicely after Robert De Niro bit part of it off.
I was going to ask that.
That is like the gnarliest fucking scene in the history of everything.
But you won Best Cheek Bite that year at the MTV Movie Awards.
I did. Wait, I was disappointed I didn't get to pick that up.
Was he scary working on that movie with him? Because he's so committed, right? So, no. Cape Fear, if anybody...
We did Three Stooges in between takes to lighten the mood.
So he got right out of it.
Yes.
But he still looked like that.
Yeah.
Still had that greasy hair.
Still had tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
I like when he's watching Problem Child. You know, that's the movie.
That's what's on TV?
No, when he's in the movie theater.
Oh, he's in the theater, and when he's laughing too loud.
Oh, he's watching, yeah.
Yeah, why is Nick Nolte and Jessica, why would they go to see Problem Child?
We're going to go see Problem Child. Goddamn Problem Child! Guys, he's just misunderstood. That's not a Problem Child. Not every child's cute. Problem Child.
And that's Dana Gould with the dueling Nick Nolte's, everybody.
Yes, yes.
My Nick Nolte is just him talking in Prince of Tides. It's how the whole thing starts from there, because it's just, Jesus, Barbara. And then you're off. So, Dana,
I met Nick
brought
Nolte.
The Bill Hicks.
I did. I brought Bill Hicks' CD because I did not stop off at home. I came from something extremely important. And I didn't stop off at home to get one of the several hundred thousand unsold CDs of mine. But I did know Bill, and he's not going to be signing anything for a long time. So I thought I'd sign this in his stead. And if... you did know Bill, you would know he would find that funny, and if you groaned, you're a pussy.
I think I said something similar earlier, so that was part of the groan, was like, we've already heard that. Right?
Oh, boy.
No?
I don't know, that might have been while I was tinkling.
Yeah. Do you have that thing? That having to pee a lot thing?
No. A ginormous prostate? No, I have a bladder the size of a Mentos, and I want to do well. And that means being as light as I can on the stage.
I like it. Did you sign his name or your name?
I signed my name. Okay. I'm not going to sign Bill's name. I'm not that craven. A funny little known fact, Elvis Costello has to pee 3 times before he goes on stage. Yeah.
Like go in there and pee and then walk out and turn around and go right back in. And
does he? What if he can't do it the third time? Does he need to drink more water to do it?
No, you do it.
What is that called? Was that called being OCP?
I think it is. I think it is.
Brent Weinbrock brought his CD called Mostly Live.
I'm going to sign that as well.
Sure, yeah.
Please. And Ileana brought some... what'd you bring? Well,
2 things. The food.
Oh, here they are.
Food's backstage. I know. How long is she going to go without mentioning it?
Yeah. She brought cornbread for the backstage tonight.
But also for, you know, whoever wins.
Oh, the winner gets to come back and have some cornbread?
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
It'll be like, come eat cornbread with Brent Weinbach.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is going to be long gone.
Yes.
And
there's nothing like movie trivia and Ileana Douglas's cornbread.
Are you going to feed it to them? yourself?
No.
I think that I should be not. Part of the deal.
They should like bite it off your cheek. You should put a little grease
on
your
the cheek. And bite it off.
And they come around from behind.
The winner has to put grease in their hair.
It's an IKEA shirt. This is like a real employee shirt?
It's a real employee shirt because, you know, I play an IKEA coworker on my show, Easy to Assemble. And
people love it. It's on the internet. And it's season four.
Season four. We're on Daily Motion.
This way up.
This side up.
This side up.
But that is a genuine, we could ask for them all the time. IKEA shirt, and IKEA is changing their shirts, so that's going to be one of a kind. It's going to be a one of a kind, and it's also in an IKEA bag, which is called a lingo, but we don't know why that's called.
They also have those giant oversized bags in case you want to buy like a box spring and just throw it in a bag.
Yes, yeah. I love those. I love those.
So where can people see the Easy to Assemble?
They can, if you have an iPhone, it's an iPhone app. It's on YouTube, Easy to Assemble. But we're sending everyone to Daily Motion because we're doing really, really well there. So we're sending many people.
So it's just dailymotion.com and then search for Easy to Assemble.
Yeah, we should be there. But we're doing really well there. Blip, and we're on a bunch of other sites, but Daily Motion's doing a real nice big promotion for us on the front page. So sending everyone there.
Now is
nice.
It easy EASY or EZ?
Oh, easy EASY.
So the proper spelling of easy.
Yes.
No, because it was laugh. People don't know if it's LAUGH or if it's LAFF, the comedy spelling of laugh.
Right.
And when you perform at a club that has LAFF in the title of the club, you know that illiteracy will be a thread of the evening.
When do you use night? NITE.
If it's going to be a fun viewing experience. That's actually, acceptable.
That's the fun spelling.
Yeah, it's actually grammatically acceptable if it's like Kojak Knight, and it's just going to be.
Right, it's going to be
NITE. It's such a time saver. Especially when you're texting. Have you had time to go to the cinema lately, Anna?
After years of trying to do this, actually, I finally had my first completely alone in a theater experience. Yeah.
That is so great when that happens.
Because usually there's always some fucker who comes in like right before, during the trailers. Like it's not like my own private screening that I didn't
in from
pay
something
for.
Else.
Yeah. I mean, so I saw The Master at the Arclight all by myself, which was very cool.
How do you know if you liked it or not?
I know, I was on such a high.
How do you know
from,
if it's supposed to be funny ever? Did you laugh? Did you sit there in your seat laughing at parts of
no,
it?
No, I mean, I was pretty euphoric about the being alone part. Uh-huh. I did, text a bunch of people during the trailers, like, no one's going to yell at me.
You didn't have the telltale murmur of hipster approval to tell you the parts of the movie you liked.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm avoiding answering the question.
Right.
Yeah.
The part of the movie where there was conflict in the story. There's two guys.
Just some physical
impression
comedy
of how he stands.
Here.
There's two guys and they get along, and then there's a list of names of people who worked on the movie.
They do get along quite well. They always seem like
throughout
they should be at odds with each other.
Now
but
I was
they
told
kind of get along.
Yeah, conflict was the root of all drama. That's what I
yes.
thought.
Yes.
Wrong.
Right.
It's not. It's randomly naked old ladies.
I was thrown by the slow boat to China.
It was that and some was, older naked people very... that I never approve of. It's yeah. like I don't like to look at turkeys when they're uncooked, and I don't. I don't like naked old people. I don't. That includes myself.
Do you like watching a dude fuck sand? Or attempt to, I guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't to completion.
No.
Because the rest of the gang found it odd and stopped him.
It was all a feast for the eyes. But there was that one old lady that was like, dear God. And my wife was like, oh, she's got a nice body. And I was just like, shut up. Throw up in your candy salad.
You might have liked it more if you got a private screening.
I want a private like screening people. Of just the loop of that woman getting out of the tub in The Shining. 2 hours of that to the soundtrack of Louis Armstrong singing What a Wonderful World.
Brent. Movies.
I saw some movies in the movie theater recently.
Yeah.
Flight.
Yeah, right?
Lincoln. I didn't like them.
Either of them?
That. I don't want to say anything negative publicly. No comment, actually.
No, if it wasn't for the...
I don't want to talk crap about
it. If it wasn't for the latter movie, that guy couldn't have been the star of the first movie.
You think if you...
Sorry, did I set off a truth bomb?
You think you talk shit about Lincoln, you might not get cast in Lincoln 2?
Right, yeah. Somebody's art, you know? The 13th mm-hmm. Amendment is somebody's art. I don't want to talk crap about that.
Well, welcome to the show.
I didn't dislike the movie. I disliked the 13th Amendment.
Really is.
But I don't want to talk about that.
That's a huge
publicly.
Villain in that movie.
Yeah. No.
That damn amendment.
On all its subjects. No, I saw the comedy. Did you see that?
Not funny. I mean, funny.
There's some
funny
parts,
yeah,
I guess,
but
yeah.
not a
no,
comedy.
No, it's serious, yeah. It's
not
a
really
movie.
A comedy.
It's an ironic title, I guess. Right?
What I noticed watching it was that he's always starting shit with people,
yeah,
he's and he's always in situations where it's something bad seems like it's about to happen.
Right.
Quite often. And in my estimation, looking back on it, every scene ends without the conflict actually being resolved and just moves on to the next scene.
Yeah.
It's like, he's kind of like Larry David with even less consequences. So the character.
Yeah, there was no stakes, I guess, for him.
No stakes.
Right?
He just fucks with people.
You know,
it's not an argument. He's just fucking with them.
See, that's actually the problem. Okay, here's the thing. I liked comedy. Did you? Oh, you don't want to say
it. I found it interesting.
Okay, yeah, right. That's,
yeah.
That's what I should have said about Flight and Lincoln, actually. I found it interesting.
No, but like, it is.
Just, no, no. But the
it
thing should, is,
it could be. It could have been a funny movie, though.
Well,
and still been.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was. I enjoyed watching Tim Heidegger. I thought he was just really.
He's great.
He's just, you know, really, whether it was serious or comedic, he's really fun and enjoyable to watch. He's very good. His nuances were really fun to watch.
Yeah, that stomach. I can't get enough of it.
And then
I hope he gained weight for that one.
The thing with the stakes in Flight were really low too. I thought, and so if the stakes were. But I don't know if there were more. I guess maybe if Denzel Washington was messing with more people, I would have enjoyed it more, or something.
You wanted more of a Training Day, Denzel Washington.
I wanted more of
a safe house.
I wanted more of like a Glory, a Denzel Washington from Glory. Then I would have felt better about Lincoln.
Okay, I'm gonna take away a point for that.
But
before we've even started playing.
On, but real quick. I did see a movie that I really liked that came out last year that was an Oscar sweeper, and I hadn't had a chance to see it until about a week ago. The Artist. Loved it. Best movie I've seen since High School Musical 3. And I'm not kidding.
That was fun. Ileana. It was. I meant it.
I've been seeing the films of Jean-Luc Godard. Is that not apropos or
cartoon snoring? I liked it.
Mm-hmm. King Vidor.
Cut to Shem.
You mean where? Like at home?
Yeah, I never go out. No. No. Yeah. At you know, is it timely movies or?
Well, what gets
movies
I like what you said. Out to the cinema. What do you actually get up and go and see? If you
I go. I try to see everything that's out. You know, to be, but if it's,
really,
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I do.
Okay.
So what? What's the last one you saw?
I didn't see
Madea's. Madea's Witness Protection.
Which Madea?
Oh,
which
no.
Madea?
No. No, well,
did you just look at that and say, good afternoon, I'm not going to see this?
I mean, like, I've tried to... I haven't seen some of the big ones, but yeah, I've been seeing some of the different movies. I mean, name them. Like, Birdie.
Any of the ones we
just saw
were
Birdie.
Just
mentioned.
Oh, yeah, Birdie. That's
saw,
up for some Oscars.
Perks of a Wallflower. I wasn't so keen on that. Arbitrage, Richard Gere.
Yeah, how's that Arbitrage?
Well,
I heard they never use the word arbitrage.
No, they don't.
And you never hear guys in the cinema going, dude, we're going to go in there and get our Perks of Being a Wallflower on.
Yeah, that was a problematic film. Cloud Atlas.
What about that?
Wow. Yeah, that was... Well, there's one... There's.
I fell in love with it by the time
really?
It was over. But that there were parts where I was like, come on.
That chick that used to be a dude made movies that used to be good.
Yeah. I know in the future... The future, everyone's going to talk very slowly. I know that. That's the, apparently they talk very slowly.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't.
Well, they also have the weirdest expressions in those in the future characters.
It made me think of Mickey Rooney in you know when he played the Bill? Asian person
Breakfast
in
with Tiffany.
Breakfast with Tiffany's.
You need to go right away.
Yeah, I thought.
You know, that movie, that he sticks out of that movie like a dead tooth.
Oh, I love that
movie. No, everyone thinks of that movie as this sophisticated meringue of the early 60s. And in the middle of it is this terrible, rejected, mad TV sketch. Me taco right the ring! Me taco right the ring!
It's okay for him to do that impression because he's doing it of Mickey Rooney doing it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And he's
so
attacking
you can actually,
it.
If you ever want to do something racist, just say it's somebody else doing it and that you're doing an impression of the person doing it. It's like a free card.
Well, it's also it's
a free card.
Interesting story about that. One movie that I saw recently that I thought was really, really funny, and most of the giant laughs were, you could argue, were racially inappropriate, were in Frankenweenie. Which I really enjoyed, but some of the big laughs were the character of Tashiki, the Japanese kid at school, just
voiced by Martin Short.
Voiced by Martin Short,
mm-hmm.
And there's just a lot of Victor brought Sparky back from the dead. Vita brought Sparky back, and it's just like hilarious to me. But here's the thing: I was with my children who are Asian. My children are Chinese, and they laughed.
What age do you tell them?
I just keep telling them, stop looking into the sun. I'm not looking into the sun. Well, clearly you are. But they laughed at it too because they have no cultural understanding that that accent refers to them at all because they're from, as far as they know, they're from Studio City. You know. So I thought it was really funny that my Chinese kids are racist against Asians.
You ever do your Mickey Rooney impression for them?
They don't know I don't talk like that. I only do this out of the house.
That's how you have to talk like that.
I
to
have
them.
Giant, it's like literally.
They
like
don't understand you unless you talk like
the
that.
The last thing I do before I go in the house is under the floor mat I have instead of a key, those big fake teeth, I pop them in. How do I tell the robot?
You know what's my favorite movie was Search for Sugar Man. I love that.
Oh, that's supposed to be a terrific documentary about.
Amazing.
What really? Is it, like a diabetic?
No, it's.
A crack addict?
Yes.
Where's Sugar Man? So, I'm sorry, I won't do the Asian voice again. Does anybody reindeer for games?
How did we not talk about Skyfall? You, of all people, I
thought. Oh, because, they've heard about it. They've heard all about my problems with Skyfall.
Okay, I figured as much.
Yeah, you have a problem or two with it?
Low stakes.
I don't have high expectations going in. So it's kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's super fine.
Yeah,
they did it.
Yeah.
They made a good Bond movie.
It was, yeah. To
like
me,
they
it was,
should all be.
It was like people, I know we're going to play, but it's like when Benicio del Toro remade The Wolfman, and people are like, oh, that was terrible. It's like, well, look, the movie, if I recall the poster, it was called The Wolfman. And a guy turned into a wolfman, and he killed a bunch of shit. What part of the contract did the movie not fulfill? It wasn't called The Agony and the Ecstasy of Man's Bestiality. It was just The Wolfman. He slaps a guy's head off. I'm happy.
So you should see the new Twilight. You like head slappings off.
Is there one in that?
Dude. I've been telling everybody that you should just see it.
What's
just
amazing?
Trust me.
You'd think you'd actually.
You are aware
take...
that I am sitting here.
Yeah, and you're great in it. I know she's not technically in it, but in the end titles, in the in memoriam section of the movie, where they recount every person that did
who's
anything
died.
In any of the other movies,
I haven't seen it yet. What do they show?
They show a clip of you. No one's told you this?
Well, yes, they have.
They
but
show
I
you looking at the guy standing next to you. It's four people, and each of your names solemnly goes by. And it's the music's very dramatic.
It's so
you're
sad
the only
that I'm
funny
dead.
One. You're the only funny one. And you just go, you do like this motion, like you've got something on your face to the guy
that?
Standing next to you.
Not like something from movie one?
I don't know which movie it would
the
be from.
The
drool
one was
from
the last movie. That's so okay.
I guess there's a good shot of the four of you together, and you all,
Mr. Shatner.
I'm King Candy. That's not the right voice. Ed Wynn, have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes, I did see Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
I did not enjoy Wreck-It Ralph.
Really? Yeah. I'd like to hear about it, but we got to play some games.
Sure.
Or one game.
Sure.
Whatever we can get through in the next 16 minutes.
I like all the people involved in Wreck-It Ralph, but I had a 3-year-old on
why
my
are you still
who peed 11 times.
Oh, it's because your kid couldn't get
through
it.
Yeah, it wasn't the movie. I was...
Well, that was misleading, the way that you phrased it.
Let me rephrase that. I did not enjoy my Wreck-It Ralph experience due to a bukkake of toddler piss.
Thank you.
I wish more film critics were honest like that and just made their comments completely irrelevant. To a conversation
exactly.
about the movie.
I
hated it because I was on fire!
Yes. I would have liked to have enjoyed Lincoln, but my left ball itch.
I'm seeing that tonight, right after this show. I'm going to see Wreck-It Ralph. I haven't seen it yet, but I do think it's weird they made Zangief a bad guy. Right? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? That in the room of bad guys, Zangief is not a bad guy in the video game, but they just made him a bad guy because I guess they thought it would be funny for a guy with a Russian accent to talk about his feelings, right?
It totally plays. It works in the scene.
But do you know what I'm talking about? That Zangief is not actually a bad guy?
I missed that scene because I had a toddler that had to pee.
Oh, she didn't leave the theater.
I get your point, but...
She didn't leave the theater, Doug.
I do...
She didn't leave the theater to pee. She didn't leave my lap to pee. That's getting into the crux of my problem. I was just sopping with someone else's urine.
I'm so glad I came. This is great.
Let's play. Let's see some name tags, you guys. The audience has name tags, as usual. And each of you has to go out and choose who you'd like to play for. And... physically grab the name tag and then bring it back to your seat, please. Yeah. You can do it. You can do it. She's already... Anna got right on it. No, that's awesome.
What? Can I have the gum? There's an R2-D2... Is it a mug? Is it safe for... Or is it like a cookie jar?
It's like a container, I guess.
Okay.
R2-D-J2.
Okay, it's a...
And your name is DJ?
Yeah.
There you go. Nicely done, R2-DJ2.
Oh, is this your shithead thing? Oh. Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm going to have some gum. Oh, I feel like I'm going to smack it during the game. It's going to be really annoying.
Yeah, that might be bad. Just be careful.
I'll take it for later.
I found the laziest sign I could find.
So fun when people do that. What does it say?
Luckiest person alive from Christ.
That's like the thing the serial killer writes on your bathroom mirror, like while wearing a cop's face for a mask.
Did everyone hear that? This is from Christ. In case you...
Well, what does the name tag say?
It's Chris T. No, I'm kidding.
Is that the name tag, Christy?
No, it's Christ.
Christ is here?
Yes. Christ, yes. You are popular.
All right. Well, good luck playing for Christ.
Christ
loves
movies.
Work out for you.
I'm always playing for Christ.
Dana, who are you playing for?
Don't make him cross. I'm playing for Nicole Loves Movies too.
Okay.
Nice.
That looks nice.
It's not Christ.
She scribbled
not
that
Christ.
On a sushi menu.
Yeah, barely took the effort.
Or yeah. The piece of paper you order on. Or whatever.
Right.
And then, all right. Who are you playing for, Brent?
Arabella. Or Annabella. It looks like an R. Is it an R or is it an N?
Are you doing the Mickey Rooney again?
She's probably here.
Arabella! Arabella Goldrightory!
So, I think, I'm going to guess it's Annabella, but it does... Oh, it is Arabella. Right. I was right.
Yeah, because it looks like an R.
But it actually looks like an N also, though.
Yeah, could
look,
go either way.
See?
Sure.
And it says here, the classic dartboard, HBO. HBO makes the classic dartboard.
Okay. So it's the kind of darts that are magnets and little.
Yeah.
Good one. Good one, Arabella. It's like a post-it note with her name on there.
It's the like, HBO dartboard.
Does no one reward creativity anymore?
Well, no, this is cute. It was darted to the board.
Okay.
It's darted.
That
her
is
name
cute.
Tag was like, darted to the board. That's
like, you know, like in
Bullseye.
Movies.
Like, that's the message that I got. Was
yeah,
like,
Bullseye. About,
like, you just picked a winner.
That's from that new HBO show, Corkboard Empire.
What if it was more like this, right in the bullseye?
Yeah.
Oh, now
yeah, you really
that's
dropped
creative.
The ball, Arabella.
Game okay. of darts.
And Anna's playing for R2 DJ2. I got to write that down. R2 DJ2. What do you mean? You're good at this.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Oh, Nicole, was that her, Dana? Nicole?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, Christ. All right, here we go. Jesus, let's get started.
I won't hem and haw, I promise.
Okay.
Let's go.
No, it's all right. It's the others. Some of the others I'm worried about. Who should we start with? We're going right into this game. We don't have a preliminary game to decide. Ciciliana is the least aware of what's happening.
Andy.
Let's go ahead and start with her.
The most cornbread laden.
And then we'll go to Brent and Anna and then Dana.
Is this an easy one?
Did
I say that?
Depends
out loud?
On which one you pick.
The Empire Strikes What?
you get to choose between three categories.
Yes.
Indiana Bones. That's movies where Harrison Ford has sex.
Okay. All right.
Or someone whose Twitter handle is at DLM Games, Douglas Movies Games. So I don't know what that's about. They made a Twitter handle just to send me suggestions. I guess it worked. They suggested Doug Loves Goonies. And that's movies that have someone from the cast of the Goonies in mm-hmm. them. And then a third option from Jasper G Reviews. Objection, y'all. And that's movies where Matthew McConaughey plays a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Being shirtless in the courtroom is not normally accepted, but I'll allow it.
I'm going to go with the Harrison Ford.
Okay, this is a movie where Harrison Ford has some sexual relations.
Yeah, I'm going to go for that.
Okay,
sure.
Here we go. Now I'm going to tell you about Leonard Maltin's review of the movie.
Yes.
He gave it 1.5 stars.
Woo.
Yeah, not a fan.
Okay.
It's from the year is 1982. Oof. Yeah. And I'll give you a few things that he says about this movie that are not going to help you at all. But don't, even if you think you know it, don't say any answer because we still have to do the bidding part
yes.
that I told you about backstage. He says that there's been at least 2 alternate versions released of this movie. And he also says that main characters have no appeal whatsoever. And he lists 9 names. So now the question is,
yes.
Ileana Douglas,
mm-hmm.
no relation.
Mm-hmm.
How many out of 9 names, reading from the bottom up, do you think it would take you to figure out what this movie is? Or maybe you already know and you can just say 0 names.
I'm going to say 9 names. No, I'm going to say you'd got to have to get it in maybe 5 names.
Okay. She says 5 names, Brent. Use your microphone.
All right. Okay. Because that's what was missed when I had the microphone down. All right. Fine. 6 Six names? Four names. No, I can't do it.
Four names. I can't do it.
I'm not doing
it. So you're going to tell her to do it? Five names?
Oh, people are saying no?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Have
I
to tell her
okay,
to
yeah,
name
yeah,
her.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, fine, do it.
In five names?
Yeah, I'll give you the five names.
I can't pass.
And then you're going to say the name of the movie out loud, and we're all going to cheer.
Okay.
Because that's, I have faith in you.
Yep.
The names are Brian James, Joanna Cassidy, whoa, Joe Turkel, Daryl Hannah, and William Sanderson. And Harrison Ford has sex in it from 1982.
Wow.
That movie is called what?
Christ on a pancake. I don't know.
Blade Runner.
And that is aren't you me, yeah, in it?
I am in it. Yeah, that's true. In it to win it.
That's such a good story.
Brent gets a point.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh,
that's a cheap point. That's a cheap point. I should have said that.
Well, it's a game of strategy as much as knowledge.
But if Harrison Ford's character is actually a replicant, one could argue it's not technically sex. The Philip K. Dick novel to Android's Dream of Electric Sheep. It is clearly a blood.
All right, who should we start with this next? We'll start with Anna and then go back towards Brent to change the order around. And so Anna, you get to pick between At No Clever Names suggested Play Misty for Me, which is movies they made fun of in MST3K. Mystery Science Theater.
Got it.
At Seams, S-E-A-M-E-S, suggested Malcolm Xmas, and that's a holiday movie with a predominantly black cast. And your third option is from J.M. Morosky, incredibly loud and extremely gross. And that's movies that have vomiting in them. Like your film Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. I guess vomiting.
Sure, why not vomiting? This movie that has vomiting in it is from 1973. Leonard Maltin gives it 3.5 stars. He calls it intense, well-mounted. I don't like that expression. And... he said that it was reissued in the year 2000 with 11 minutes of mostly needless additional footage. And he lists about seven names.
Oh, that is so vague. I would have to have like six names.
It's intense and well-mounted and has vomiting in it. Six names, she says, Brant.
Okay, do it. No, I'm just kidding. How about... All right, look, I'm just going to, not to be cheap, I'll just try it. I'll do five. Fine.
Five?
Yes. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, Ileana?
Since I did so well last time, I think this one, yeah, four names.
Dana?
I don't need any names.
Zero names, says Dana Gould.
Oh, that's to me. Then name the movie, sir.
You
can do...
There you go, The Exorcist.
I can say she could do negatives, right?
Yeah, she could have, but
clearly,
she didn't even know what the movie was.
Yeah, I would have had to have been extremely aware that The Exorcist was from 1973.
Yeah, you gotta know
what
the
movie
was.
Knowledge penis.
Okay, so...
another movie ruined for me by a child urine.
For different reasons.
My own...
Okay, we'll start again with Ileana, and then we'll... Wait, which way were we going last time? Yeah, we'll start with... Who challenged who that last one?
Anna challenged.
Oh, yeah, so then we start with Brent and go towards Anna. All right, and would you like In Theaters Now? That's movies that are in theaters now.
That's easy.
Or, so you think. Or would you like... this is a crazy thing I needed to mention. Today in an email, Ileana says to me, well, I don't know much about recent movies. It'd have to be like something from the 80s or 90s, you know, like Reds. That's the one example she put in the email and already loaded up in my phone, and there's not that many things loaded up in here, for the category Wolverines, which is movies with the word red or dawn in the title. The only thing I have in there right now is Reds.
Whoa.
Like that, if I could have gone ahead and played that, like I, like, you know, I was helping you out and to see if you would have gotten it anyway. But all right, sorry about that. I just had to tell that because it was so weird that that happened. And no one's on the car horn up there tonight, so I didn't get car horned. Okay, so there's, I don't want to do that category then. Oh, Pig in a Blanket, that's a movie where Kevin Bacon has sex. Or in theaters, Hey Now, and that's movies that star Jeffrey Tambor or Gary Shandling. In theaters, Hey Now.
I'm sorry, say that one more time, the last one.
In theaters, Hey Now.
Okay, wait. Oh, I'm sorry, what was the third option?
In theaters, Hey Now.
And that's movies that have...
Tambor or Shandling.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's do Kevin Bacon.
Okay. This is a movie where Kevin Bacon had sex. It's from 1980. 1.5 stars from Leonard. Seems a little high for me, but... He says about it, it rates higher than Bomb, simply because it's slightly better than the one that fought the sequel. That's an interesting way to review things. So you gotta wait around for the sequel before you can really say what you thought of something. Oh, yeah, Back to the Future is amazing because I sat through Back to the Future 2. That kind of thing.
All right.
I don't know what else to say about this that doesn't give it away.
It had a sequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could say that. And then he lists 7 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
All right. How about 6?
Anna?
Well, I want to do that thing where I'm like, I can just name that movie, but then I feel like I'm going to be wrong. And I'm going to be really embarrassed myself because it's going to be like, no, that movie's from the 60s, you asshole.
Kevin Bacon.
You're off by 20 years, you think?
It's possible. I'm pretty stupid.
You're not?
Oh, I was fishing, I'll admit it.
Whose voice is that?
Okay, so I can name that movie. Maybe.
Zero names, you say?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
She's saying
probably not, though. Like, literally the first movie that popped into my head, and so okay. I'm just going to do it, and it's
all
probably
right,
going
to
well,
be we'll wrong. Go to Dana. He can go to negative names if he...
1980?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking.
How many names?
None. She said zero, yes. Yeah, so you can go -1 and tell me who the lead performer was, that sort of thing. She says she's going to be wrong, Dana. Do you have an idea what you think it is, Dana?
And then you'll have 2 points.
Because it seems like a pretty easy decision if you don't.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
All right.
Oh, God, I feel like I want to throw up.
Can I guess if she gets it wrong?
Casablanca.
Sure, that'll be
no.
Is it Friday the 13th?
Yes!
Hey!
Of course it is! Of course it is.
Do I join the special club because I did it in no names?
Yeah, but you know, the to get into the tournament, you have to get it in negative names. We made it harder because too many people were getting... All right, you're in.
For the listeners at home, I made a really, really good pouty face.
Yeah.
So.
You also have to win the game you're playing, too.
Oh,
I made it very difficult to
I'm going
to
do that.
To get in. Yeah. Well, you might. We got a 3-way tie. Ileana could still come into this and...
Yeah.
And last time I'll
Warren
have to say
Warren Beatty
this.
Plays a famous...
I said a movie from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and then there's a drop-off after that. Sorry.
You went to a lot of movies in the 40s.
Apologize.
I don't believe you.
All right, so...
We had to pay with cornbread back in those days. That's why I always make it.
Oh, that pumpkin cornbread is so good.
Thank you. I know.
Yeah, you got a rebooking on the show just from walking in with that.
Thank you.
You know that she did. She take a picture of you eating it.
Yeah.
Because she told, yeah, I have to take a picture. Because I ate the cornbread and it was delicious, but now we have to like stage a photo where I'm eating the cornbread and I have to pretend to enjoy it a second time.
Scroll through her phone and be like, look at all these people enjoying my cornbread.
Martha's
Wait, does the winner, whoever he or she may be, have to take a picture?
If they would like to, I would love for them to.
Because a dry cornbread can kill you.
This is...
A dry cornbread is so...
It's a good...
A dry cornbread is a throat clogger.
No. This is my mom's secret recipe.
What I would give for that car horn.
All right.
Okay. I want to redeem myself.
You get to pick
here.
A category then. This is your chance.
Okay.
You get to guide this ship.
Something you saw at the cinematograph.
Something in VistaVision.
You only live 23 times. That's James Bond movies.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's probably not going to be that one.
No, you know, no, they're...
4 more years is movies that were a sequel that came out 4 more years after the original. So, you know,
those are the sequels
that are like a weird amount of time goes by and then there's a sequel.
Those are the two categories.
I can give you a third one.
Oh, there's one more?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Was there a category earlier tonight that you particularly enjoyed?
Did you say, like, movies with Jimmy Stewart in them?
I'm still pushing.
Deanna Durbin sequels.
Matthew McConaughey one seemed pretty easy.
Oh, okay. I like your attitude about it.
Go back.
That one seems simple. Here we go. 1996. Three stars from Leonard. Seems fair. Calls this movie first rate. Bless you, Dana Gould. I really thought there was a sprinkler started up and we were all going to get wet.
I was just making sure the cornbread was moist. Because a dry cornbread will kill you, Doug.
First rate, this movie he gave only 3 stars out of 4. And it turns out Matthew McConaughey plays an attorney in this film. And he also says about this movie, M. Emmett Walsh appears unbilled.
Mm.
Yeah, the great M. Emmett Walsh. And he lists 17 names.
Whoa.
Now, we're really dragging this out.
What's the category again?
The category is objection, y'all. Okay. How many out of 17?
I think, three names.
Three names?
I think you know it.
Oh, but let's go to Dana. What's he going to do with this? Do you know it? Or think you know it?
I think I know it. Two names. No. You do it. I shouldn't. Go ahead.
So cutthroat. Do you want your three names?
Yeah, my three names. What are my three names?
Your three names are John Deal, Reuven Larrymore Kelly. Is that really a name? Raven Larrymore Kelly.
Is this the grip or are these people in the cast?
Yeah.
John Deal's an actor who was in...
The color was by Deluxe.
Miami Vice and Stripes. And Charles S. Dutton.
Oh, sure. Stomped a man to death. Funny story.
The original Rock.
Yes.
I think I know this one.
Is it the one I'm going to
say? No. Are you really going to do that? What's it called?
Is it called A Time to Kill?
That's correct. We have a 4-way tie for the last time. Apologies to Comedy Bang Bang.
Directed by Joel Schumacher.
That's right.
Whose house I was in on Saturday.
Car honk.
Whose house I was in on Saturday.
Why? What happened?
Oh, he wasn't there. But my friend...
That makes it...
My friend stays there sometimes. And I was there, and there's a God damn it, why did I delete this from my phone? There's like a paddle, like a sorority paddle with his name on it, hanging in his kitchen, and... You know, that's an eyebrow raiser right there.
Like if he smacks somebody hard enough with it, he'll say Schumacher on their ass?
Backwards, they'd have to look at it in a mirror like an ambulance coming.
Oh, it would say... Yeah. All right, we gotta finish this.
Lovely guy, by the way.
Gotta get this game over with. Who's a lovely guy?
Joel Schumacher.
Okay. So Ileana got that last point. But Dana challenged her. So we start with Anna and then go to Dana. I think. Any category you want. Including, I'll throw one
I'll
more
I'll do
in
the
there.
Malcolm Xmas. Yeah. Let's get the show on the road.
I like your attitude, young lady.
I don't know. Yeah.
You're killing it tonight. It's a four-way tie.
I'm just tired. Let's go.
I didn't say ruining it. I said killing it. That's a positive thing. Could be taken the wrong way, I guess. 2.5 stars for this movie that Leonard calls appropriately old-fashioned. And he also says about it that it... It recaptures the spirit of vintage holiday classics. 2.5 stars, though. That sounds like
what year?
Like
more
than the year?
What's the year?
The year is 1996, and he lists 12 names.
I would need like 9 names. I have no idea.
Okay, 9 names is
predominantly black cast.
I think. I think I can do it.
I don't need your racist questions.
No, is that the
yes,
category?
Yes.
How many names did you say?
She said 9 out of 12.
Hmm. Okay.
Whoa. What? You're gonna?
Now
you're
I'm gonna
saying,
feel like a
it?
Jerk if I don't get it.
Dana's gonna feel like a winner. Here's your 9 names.
Is that a time to kill again?
Okay, let's get this over with. Let's embarrass me. I'm excited.
Tukey Smith.
You guys don't know Tukey?
Oh, Tukey.
She was Robert De Niro's girlfriend.
Let's just go.
Loretta Devine.
Yeah.
Paul Bates.
Okay.
Sissy Houston. Sherry Headley? Hedy? Headley.
I think I know this movie.
Justin Pierre Edmond. Lionel Richie.
Oh, no.
Jennifer Lewis. And Gregory Hines.
This is like some famous movie that I should know with all these people, and I got nothing.
I'll tell you
I'm
this
so
about
sorry,
it.
DJ. You really have to cover it. Your face. I can see you.
It's the only...
He's so upset.
It's the only movie I could think of when the category was submitted. I just thought of it and then loaded it up.
1996?
Mm-hmm.
Jelly's Last Christmas?
I don't know. No, I know. I'm a jerk. I my mind is a blank.
Preacher's wife.
Preacher's wife,
yeah.
Preacher's wife.
I knew it. I wouldn't have got
that.
The Whitney Houston movie?
Yeah. Whitney Houston, Denzel Washington, and Courtney B. Vance would be the top 3 names.
Wouldn't have got that.
Where's the one where they ate the pie made of shit?
That wasn't strictly a holiday film, but it did take place over time, so it might have been a Christmas
predominantly
scene.
Black cast, shit pie consumption.
We'll work on that. Dana Gould's our winner, everybody. And he is playing for Nicole. Where's Nicole at? Come get all your...
Back corner.
Come get your numerous bags, Nicole. If you need bags,
a CD signed by a guy that knew Bill Hicks.
Where's Nicole at? Is that hard for her?
She's coming up.
Okay. And did anybody write a shithead on the back of their things? Is R2D2
Nicole did.
Have one?
Nicole
yeah,
did.
We don't care about Nicole. She wins.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who on the back of here. Here you go. Congratulations. Thank you, Nicole. So we got to get everybody else to come up. And where's R2J2? JD2D. Go ahead and just scribble it on there somewhere who you want me to call a shithead. And where's Arabella? There she is.
Not me.
And who are you?
I was Christ.
Christ. Oh, okay, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
First thing you think of when the first thing when you envision Jesus is that big bald head.
Yeah. It's like, I don't, you know, want to admit that I was at the podcast taping.
Yeah.
So I'll go as Christ.
He is wearing sandals. Or mandals.
I was going to go the other way. It was going to be somebody should have said that fans of that person are a shithead. But I'll say it. I can? Oh, okay. thank you so much, you guys, for being here. Let's do some quick plugs. Dana Gould, we can hear you on the Dana Gould Show.
On the Dana Gould Hour. On the
Hour
Internet.
Podcast.
Yes.
On the iTunes.
On the iTunes.
You got any road things coming up or anything?
I'm around town later this month, and then in January I'll be going to Chicago to whatever the club they have is there.
Maybe a Zanies or...
No, it's up. A new club at the Second City.
Oh, okay. And Ileana's show, go to dailymotion.com. Right. It's her favorite place to go for...
For easy to assemble?
Easy to assemble.
Taste my cornbread?
That is clearly code, madam.
Yeah, that was...
Will you do the Mickey Rooney one more time?
I cannot hide your cornbread. What you doing tonight at the show, Daddy? Nothing, sweetheart.
Brett Weinbach, get his CD, Mostly Live.
It's on iTunes. You can get physical copies online.
Nice. Physical copies.
Physical copies. Physical copies.
Like this one right
here. That was the original title of
Blade Runner. We forgot to give this one to Nicole. Where you at, Nicole? Is there a baby up there? I don't want to hit a baby. Here, pass that over to her. There you go. Good catch. Nailed it.
I mean... New Year's Eve at the Herbst Theater in San Francisco, if anybody's interested.
Oh, cool. Anna? Anything else? Movies coming out? Oh, you're already into that gum, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. You love it. Paranorman came out on DVD today.
Oh,
And then there's a bunch of other stuff.
Bunch of stuff. Just go to the movies
Lots
and
of
sit
stuff.
There. And she'll show up. Thank you to all of you guys. Dana Gould, Ileana Douglas, Brent Weinbach, Anna Kendrick. We brought it in an hour. That was pretty good. I'll be at the Orlando Improv on January 3rd. And as always, Judas is a shithead. David. Oh, that was Christ who wrote that one? I try to give them anonymity. David Howard is a shithead. It's some sort of personal grudge. And as always, fans of Enrique Iglesias are a shithead.
Now it's time for them to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess, weeks in hockey. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves hockey.